Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Edwards Heritage Consulting. Edwards Heritage Consulting is a heritage research company that's based in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Their principal work has involved the research for and preparation of statements of significance for heritage properties in the province of BC for public and private clients. They also research and write about old buildings and the people who lived in them for private clients around the world. Since 2010, they have been working as professional genealogists. In addition to researching your family history and identifying locations and photographs, they can also produce a professional quality memory book complete with your priceless photographs in print or electronic media. Mention OTR Westerns for a 10% reduction in fees. Contact Helen at heritagelady@gmail.com. Again, contact Helen at heritagelady@gmail.com. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's May 10th, 1955. And the title is Murder of a Nester. Those Nesters, wait a minute. Nesters are good. Why are we killing Nesters? Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Murder of a Nester. In the turbulent days of the Old West, wars between cattlemen and homesteaders, or nesters as they were called, was common. More often than not, the opposing forces patched up their differences, but sometimes violent death resulted, especially when one faction or the other was dishonest. Take the case of Randy Moses, nester on Willow Bend. As our story opens, Chuck Crane and Todd Walton, two small-time cattlemen and rustlers, are riding towards Randy's place.
This might be a good way to get Randy and his wife off that place, Chuck.
Yeah, why, sure it is. We'll just hide these here cowhides in his place and go tell the sheriff Randy's been rustling some of our cattle. Sheriff will look his place over, find our cowhides with our brand on them, and you and me, being the injured parties, will get first refusal of his place.
That's the law, huh?
The way the law works around here, Todd.
You sure Randy and his wife are going to town today?
They always do go once a week on this day.
Seems to me the quickest way to settle this matter of getting them off some mighty fine grazing land would be to gun that nester down.
Trouble with you, Todd, is you used to be a gunfighter and you can't forget it. Yep. Wagon's going out of their stable.
Pretty good place that nester's got here.
Yeah, he's put in some hard work. Oh,
boy. Oh.
I reckon the place to take these cowhides, Todd, is into that old dugout.
All right.
We can cover them up with something and then
hey,
go...
Look over by the corner of the barn.
By thunder, it's Randy. He didn't drive to town. I'll talk to him, Todd.
Talk nothing. I'll settle this business right
hey!
Now.
You blame fool, Todd. We didn't need a killing.
That's what we got.
But this might knock my plan into a cocked hat. Well, get these hides into that dugout. Let's get out of here, fast.
Wait a moment, Pancho. So let's make sure we are going the right way. Hold up.
Oh, look, we're going the right way. Hold now.
According to the sheriff's directions, we take this right trail to get to Senor Randy's place.
The sheriff not seem to like us very well, Cisco.
He did look us over carefully when we called his office to ask directions, Pancho. See, this is the trail we want. Up there, we're coming.
Go now. Pancho San de Senor Andy get married since the last time we see him, Cisco.
I believe that is true, Chico. But remember, we have not seen him for a long time.
Not since he used to be a prospector. Look, Cisco, willows grow ahead.
Oh, see.
And there's a bend in the trailhead. Must be Willow Bend, no?
That is good thinking, Pancho. I would say that is Willow Bend. There is the big hill on the right the sheriff mentioned.
Yes, Senor Andy's place.
Hey, Pancho, hold up,
hold up.
Seems to be no one at home, but... Madre mía.
Santo. Is that Senor Andy, Cisco?
I do not know yet, Pancho. But I am afraid... See, Senor Andy, shot and killed.
Not good, Cisco.
Now, who could have done this? I did not think Senor Randy had an enemy in the world.
Buckboard come this way, Cisco.
See, it's probably Senora Moses, the wife of Senor Randy.
Oh, boy. Hold it. What's happened? Randy hurt?
I am very sorry, Senora, but Senor Randy is dead.
Dead? He was all right when I left you to drive into town. He's been shot.
Si, Senora. I will tell you all Pancho and I know about it. We were the...
You don't need to tell me nothing, you murderer.
We not murder, Senor. We... Look out, Cisco. She get the rifle from the buckboard.
If you will listen for one moment,
you
Senora...
You listen
to this. Santos. Senora,
don't...
And grab the rifle, Cisco. Or she let the daylight through us.
Your pardon, Senora, but we have no intention of being shot down.
Go, that rifle. Let go, you killer.
Is Cisco not a killer?
I'll show you. I'll go back to town and get the sheriff on a pop after you. Get
up, boy! She not listen, Cisco.
No, she did not. I cannot blame her, though. After the terrible shock of finding Senor Randy dead.
Pancho not blame her neither, Cisco, but what we do now, we not stay here, no?
See, Pancho, we will stay right here.
Huh?
In the first place, we must clear our names from suspicion.
From suspicion.
In the second place, we owe it to our old friend, Senor Randy, to find his murderer.
Uh-huh.
We will wait here for the sheriff.
Good thing we waited here on the hill after we spotted that buckboard, Todd.
Yeah. Whoever them two hombres are, they sure didn't get a good reception from Randy's old lady. Where do you suppose she's gone, Chuck?
I don't know. But I'd say the natural place to head for under the circumstances would be the sheriff.
Them hombres are still down there.
So I see.
I can't figure that out. I think they'd be pushing their horses to get out of here, walking in on a killing the way they did.
You'll hang around here a while longer and watch what they do.
How'd it be if we went down there and asked them some questions, Chuck?
That trigger finger of yours still itchy?
No, I just want to know what's going on.
Oh, we'll wait up here for the time being. And then if we still figure them two are in our way, you better go round up some of the boys, Todd. What'd you look for, Cisco?
I am looking for the tracks of two horses, Pancho. Here, these tracks were made not long ago.
Made today?
Yeah, I would say so. Here is where the horses were stopped and the riders dismounted.
Small heel on one of the riders' boots, Cisco.
See, and the heel plate is that of a quarter moon.
Mm-hmm.
Turns up just a bit at one end. That is something to remember, Chico.
These hombres are the ones that killed Senor Andy, Cisco, no?
Perhaps not. Let's not jump to conclusions, Pancho.
No, not to conclusions.
Now, one of the riders walked toward the dugout. The heel prints are a little deeper here, Pancho. The hombre was carrying something fairly heavy.
And Pancho went to the dugout and see.
We both went to the dugout, amigo. I imagine Senor Randy lived here while he was building his house. Now, just why would that hombre want to come into this dugout?
Nobody living here for a long time, Cisco. It's dust all over the place.
Say, well, what is this over in the corner? Cowhides.
Pancho, get them out of there for you.
No, wait, Pancho.
No, wait.
Leave them there.
Uh-huh.
I want to light a match and see them more clearly.
Pancho, get them out.
Gracias.
Uh-huh.
Cowhides. So that is the reason that hombre came into these dugouts.
Why? What the reason? Why?
To leave those cowhides, Pancho.
Leave the cowhides?
You will notice there's very little dust on them. That means they were just left here. Now I begin to see a motive for the murder of Senor Andy.
They're still around here somewhere, Sheriff. There's the
horses.
Si, and the sheriff. Come on, Pancho.
Oh, boy.
The sheriff got the posse with him. Yeah, Poncho think Poncho just as soon not be here.
There they are, Sheriff. There's the scoundrels. Arrest them.
Get your hands up, you two.
See, Sheriff, as you wish. The Senora seems to think Poncho and I killed Senor Randy. But as I explained to you at your office, Senor Randy is an old friend of ours.
And we not kill him, Sheriff.
Had that been our errand, we certainly would not have stopped to ask directions of you, the Sheriff.
I heard of you, Cisco. What I've heard adds up to the fact that you're a mighty hard customer.
No, Sheriff. Cisco, gentle as a little kitten.
You say the Cisco kid? Uh-huh.
That is what I am called, Senor.
Is he an old friend of Randy's, as he says, Sarah?
Well, I do seem to recall Randy speaking of him once or twice. I don't remember, though, whether it was good or bad. Probably bad.
Cisco, why'd you look up on the hill?
I just saw a flash of sunlight on metal, Poncho, unless I was greatly mistaken.
Randy never was much of a hand to talk, Sheriff.
Well, we'll take these two in on suspicion of murder. Get the guns, boys.
One momento, Senor Sheriff. Poncho and I came across some clues before you got here. You might like to know about them.
I'll find my own clues.
But Cisco already got them for you, Sheriff.
Is this some kind of a trick?
At least you can listen to what we have to say, Sheriff. That will only take a moment.
I'll listen to you hombres after you're in jail. Hey, boys.
Get ready to run behind the house, Poncho. We are going to get away from this posse.
Poncho, you ready, Cisco? Poncho would like to run.
Come on, boys. Get the guns. Hold out your hands, you two. I'm handcuffing you together.
That's a fine idea, Senor Sheriff. But in this case, it will not work.
Hey!
Come on, Poncho.
Bueno, Cisco. And push the Sheriff right into the rest of the posse.
Hey, Sheriff. Do something.
When did I got to get up on my feet first?
Devil! Logo!
Keep the house between them and us, Poncho, until we mount our horses.
Poncho, really nice.
Pop your
house.
Adios, Senor Sheriff. We're leaving your county for good.
We really leave the county, Cisco?
No. I wanted whoever is up on that hill to hear me, Poncho. Now we'll make a big circle and go up on that hill. Up, Diablo.
Go, Logo. Buena, Bravo.
Them hombres sure got away fast, Chuck.
Yeah, and that posse ain't even bothering to follow.
You heard what that hombre yelled out about leaving the county. That's all the sheriff would have to hear to call off the chase. He don't like to work no more than he has to.
He's still down there talking with Randy's old lady.
But the posse started back toward town.
Now's our chance to get down there and talk to the sheriff, Todd. We'll ride in just as if we're looking for them cowhides.
Come on, let's go.
Look, Cisco, two hombres ride down to the place.
I see them, amigo. They are probably the ones who are up on this hill.
But if they down there, what we do up here?
I'm looking for their tracks, Chico. Here they are. It is just exactly what I hope to find. Now, we can ride down there and make that sheriff listen to us. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go now. Where the posse, Cisco?
That is something I cannot tell you, Poncho, for I do not know.
Posse not chase us.
I saw no sign of them behind us. And yet, I cannot believe the sheriff would have them give up the chase as easily as all this. We'll keep our eyes open and our wits about us, Poncho.
It's a good thing the posse not got a gun, Cisco.
Oh, now. Well, by thunder, if it ain't that blasted Cisco kid again.
See, Sheriff, do not reach for your gun. You hombres, do not reach for yours.
You're the Cisco kid I've heard so much about.
You, Sheriff? These two are the hombres you want to question in connection with the murder of Senor Randy.
Hey, what are you talking about?
You better be mighty careful what you say, Cisco.
I ain't so sure now, but Cisco's right, Sheriff, after these two coyotes accusing Randy of cattle rustling.
Come on, boys, open up. I knew blame well Cisco'd be back here.
The posse got us around.
Yeah, Chuck and me's helping the posse.
Do not draw that gun, hombre, or I will have to shoot it out of your hand.
Oh, you buzzard.
Senora, you are right in the line of fire. Go to the house at once.
Yeah, I'm going.
Look out, Cisco, behind you.
I'll get him for you. Oh! You bet, Joe. Get them hands up. Well, this worked out pretty well after all. Pretty well.
And so Cisco and Poncho become prisoners of the sheriff. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Murder of a Nester. Shortly after Randy Moses, Nestor on Willow Bend, was shot and killed by Chuck Crane and Todd Walton, small-time cattlemen and rustlers, Cisco and Pancho arrived to find Randy's body. Believing our friends guilty, Randy's wife, Sarah, summoned the sheriff, who refused to listen to Cisco's story, but proceeded to try to put Cisco and Pancho under arrest. But Cisco and Pancho got away, riding back later to confront the sheriff and the two cattlemen, who were at the ranch to demand that the sheriff take action against Sarah. Apparently, the sheriff had set a trap. The posse opened fire from a distance, and in the excitement, Cisco was gun-whipped. Now.
All right, boys, hold your fire! Hold your fire! On in. We got these two.
I guess Cisco and his partner fell for that trap, all right.
Rode right into it.
I guess they'd be back here, and I was right.
You're a smart hombre, Sheriff. Say, you're a big smart hombre.
What you gonna do with him, Sheriff?
Throw him in jail on suspicion of murder. That's what I'm gonna do.
Chuck and me can take care of him for you.
Shut up, you fool.
Good idea, Sheriff. Throw him in jail.
Now, Sheriff, I want you to listen to me. First, I thought Cisco was guilty, but now I ain't so sure but what these two, Chuck Crane and Todd Walton, better be questioned.
You're the one better be questioned about Randy's rustling cattle.
Oh, hold on now. One at a time here.
You all right now, Cisco?
See, Pancho, except that the top of my head feels as if it is coming off.
You just run with Todd.
I took a chance, amigo. Did not work out the way I hoped it would.
Never mind, Cisco. We get out of this.
They've taken our guns this time, Pancho, but we must not let them tie us up. I would pretend to be hurt worse than I am.
Jesus.
All right. You can only do one thing at a time. After I get Cisco and his partner in jail, I'll come back out here and we'll talk over this wrestling business.
Randy was no rustler. These lying coyotes...
I said we'd talk it over later. Tie these two hombres up, boys.
Right. Un momento, señor sheriff.
What do you want, Cisco?
My head is whirling from that blow. I will need to hold to the horn of my saddle riding in.
See, Sheriff, Cisco hurt bad, no? Don't take no chances, Sheriff. Tie him up. You shut up, you. Want me to gun whip you, huh?
I guess there's no need to try on you, Cisco. You sure ain't in any shape to get away again.
What about the fat one?
You never mind about the fat one. You not leave Cisco anyway.
All right, surround the boys. Pancho, you see that Cisco stays on that post of his. Be back later, sir.
Go back. Get back.
Now, you two coyotes, get off my land and get off it pronto.
Easy with that rifle, ma'am.
You heard what I said.
Look, we ain't blaming you because you married a cattle rustler, ma'am. All we're saying is...
I didn't marry a cattle rustler. That's a trumped-up charge you two made up. You want this land of mine.
Now, listen.
Wouldn't surprise me none but what you're the buzzard that chopped down, Randy. And I'm going to tell the sheriff I think so when he gets back.
I'm warning you. You better keep your mouth shut, ma'am, because if you don't...
All right, Todd, let's go. No point in trying to reason with her.
Get up there.
And stay off my land, too.
You know what, Chuck? She might convince the sheriff where the one shot down Randy.
She couldn't prove nothing.
How do you know she couldn't? She got that Cisco kid to help her.
Cisco's on his way to jail. The sheriff don't like Cisco. Well, I don't look for any trouble from that direction.
Now, wait a minute, Chuck.
What's the matter?
The matter is that if you and I got any brains at all, we'll gun down that Cisco kid.
But I just told you...
That's what I'm talking about, Chuck. Cisco's got a big reputation, ain't he?
Yeah, but...
All right. Let's say his rep twice as big as it ought to be. That still makes him an hombre to be watched. He's a jailbreaker. He's a fighter either with guns or fists. And they say he's mighty loyal to his friends.
Meaning he was a friend of Randy's, huh?
That's right. I'm telling you, we better make a big half circle. Right up ahead of that posse. There's a bluff up above the trail about a mile ahead. You get there and wait.
And get Cisco as the posse rides past below us?
That's just what I got in mind, Chuck. Dead men don't talk.
But suppose the sheriff figures we gunned Cisco down.
He still ain't got any proof and won't have. Plenty of hombres all over this part of the country are out to get Cisco. Could have been a couple of them. And then, Chuck, after we get Cisco, it'll be mighty easy to get rid of Randy Moses' wife.
All right. I'm with you, Todd.
Good. Up there. Grab her.
Ah, How'd you feel now, Cisco?
I'm all right, Pancho. I'm about to try to get the sheriff to listen to reason again.
Here, sheriff.
Here's the Cisco.
While we are on our way to the jail, you may as well listen to me, if only to pass the time.
I'm listening.
Listen careful, Sheriff.
I wish you would send two of your men back to stand guard at the Senora's place.
I don't see no point in that, Cisco.
Well, do you know these other two hombres?
Chuck and Todd?
Si.
You know them fairly well. Run a few cattle around here.
How they run those cattle into the canyons?
It is plain to me, Sheriff, they had something to do with the killing of Senor Randy. In fact, they may have shot him down themselves.
That's an old trick, Cisco. Try to pin the blame on someone else.
But, Santos, Sheriff, you cannot disregard logical clues.
But he did, Cisco.
Those hombres want that place of Senor Randy's. And now that he is dead, they will not let the Senora stand in their way of getting the place. That is why I say send two of your men back.
You talk as if you feel the sight better, Cisco. Maybe we better stop. Maybe tied up now.
Yeah, but I'd like something up in the blood, Cisco. And Locum, I'd like something up there, too.
Well, probably just some animal. As I was saying, I guess we'll stop right here.
There is someone up on that bluff. Someone with a rifle. That bullet clipped the piece out of my sombrero. Down off your horse, Pancho.
Oh, what in thunder's going on up there?
They are aiming at us, Pancho. Get behind that rock.
Here, Cisco.
Take cover, boys. Shooting at us, are they? Give them back as good as they say.
Who's shooting us, Cisco?
Not be hard to guess, Chico. And since the sheriff will not listen to us, it is time to take matters into our own hands. For example, I will borrow the sheriff's gun.
Here, you, Cisco!
I am only going to borrow them for the time being, Senor Sheriff. Come on, Pancho.
Well, if that ain't a bare-faced outrage.
Hop, Jabba, Jack!
Whoa, look at that now!
Up onto the bluff, Pancho.
Up onto the bluff! Sheriff, not know what to do, Cisco. Got the mouth open.
Hey, come back here with your gun.
Those hombres have gone as I thought they would. Oh, they have a hole.
Oh,
they're right here at this spot. You see? There are the tracks, amigo.
More heel plates.
The same heel plates.
We'll go back and tell the sheriff, no?
No, Pancho, we will not.
Not.
Those hombres have started back toward the senora's place. We will ride there, too. At once. Up, Diablo. Come.
Blast it all. I sure thought I had that Cisco kid lined up in my sights.
Guess you ain't the first hombre that thought that, Todd. Maybe we should have stayed right there on the bluff and shot it out with him.
Ah, don't be crazy. It's just been a waste of ammunition, let alone running the chance of being taken by the posse.
You know, I think we better just lay low for a while.
Lay low, nothing. First thing I'm going to do is kill Sarah Moses. Shut her mouth once and for all.
I don't believe we need to do that, Todd. I don't mind gunning down a man if I have to, but to take a...
Shut up! I'm doing this.
Just because you're a killer, that's the reason.
I said I'm doing this. There she is out in the yard. Whoa! You ain't got that rifle with her this time, either.
I told you, Coyote, to stay off my land.
Get into that house. You're going to sign a statement for us and sign it pronto.
I sign nothing.
I said get into that house.
Oh, you maverick.
Get moving. Go on ahead of her, Chuck. Keep that rifle out of our reach.
All right.
Now, you're going to sign a statement saying that Randy was a cattle rustler.
No, I ain't.
So help me, you're going to sign that statement. Sit down there. Write what I tell you.
No. No, I won't.
Hey, Todd, it's Cisco.
Ho,
this time I'm going to get that bus.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Let go.
Good for you, senor.
Look out for the other hombre, Cisco.
I see him. Pancho. Try to put him out of the fight.
No! Now the other one, Cisco!
As you say, Pancho!
It will be a pleasure, senora.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm pretty good with my fists.
See, hombre, but you are fighting with a guilty conscience, which means you cannot fight as well as you should.
I declare, Cisco, I'm awful grateful to you. But I'm awful ashamed, too.
There is no reason for you to feel the least bit ashamed, senora.
Definitely possible back, Cisco.
Cisco, I swear this time we're going to tie you up tight.
You're going to do nothing of the sort, Sheriff.
What's that?
The two bandidos go to sleep, Senor Sheriff.
You've been fighting with them, Cisco?
Well, we had a little difficulty, Senor Sheriff.
You sure ain't been patting them on the back.
Now that we are all back here, Senor Sheriff, let us start all over again after you put the handcuffs on those two killers.
But look here.
Oh, shut up, Sheriff.
Diego, Cisco talk now.
Go on, Cisco.
Do you see this heel plate?
Yeah.
That is the giveaway as far as these killers are concerned. That and the bundle of cowhides they planted in the dugout. I am sure, Senor Sheriff, that in half an hour's time I can convince you that these are the two hombres who murdered Senor Randy.
Cisco!
Yeah, Pancho.
Sheriff finally believed those bandidos guilty, no?
He finally did, Pancho. But then it is better to have a sheriff who does not change his mind too easily, who has ideas of his own.
Yes. Pancho just like that sheriff.
You are just like that sheriff?
Yes, Cisco. Pancho got ideas of his own. Pancho not change his mind.
Well, that is good, Chico. That means when you get set on something, you stick to it.
That's the way Pancho is. And that's what happened to Pancho once.
Well, I would like to hear about it.
One time Pancho make up his mind that he go to sit on the chair what Pancho's Uncle Jose just fixed.
See?
What Pancho's Uncle Jose say for Pancho not to sit on the chair.
Well, why did he say that, Chico?
Pancho's Uncle Jose say the chair just got the fresh paint.
But you had made up your mind and you sat on it anyway, huh?
Yeah, Pancho not change his mind. Pancho do just like Cisco say.
Like I said, amigo?
Yeah, Pancho get set on the chair with the fresh paint. And Pancho stick to it.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.